to Erev Chanukah. Erev Chanukah, there's a discussion in the Paiskim if there's a Issa to fast on Erev Chanukah. There's a din of Issa Tainis Lefneim Alachrayim. The Mishabura brings down that there are those that are noig to fast before Chanukah to make up for the fast that they normally fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. However, L'chatchila, they should not be noig like this. And for sure, to be Goyza, a Tainis Siba, that we do not do on Erev Chanukah. And similarly, the first day after Chanukah, also a Yochid may fast, but a Tainis Siba we do not make. All 8 days of Chanukah, we do not say Tachnons, Kascha Tzedek, Lam Natzeach, Tziduk Adin. Even on Erev Chanukah by Mincha, also we don't say Tachnon. If Erev Chanukah falls out on Shabbos and one is eating the Suda Shlishis, and it's nimshach into the night, even though you finished after it began night, you do not say in Berachas HaMazon ala nisa. The Ben Ish Chai brings down that it's mutter to go to Kivrei Tzadikim on Chanukah. The Sefer Gesher Chaim, which is Minhagim on Chanukah, he brings down that the minig now is to go to Beis HaKvaris on Rosh Chodesh, even on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. Therefore, someone who his minig is to go on the yard side, and the yard side comes out of Chanukah, it's mutter for him to go, and does not need to make it earlier. The Magen Avraham brings down an interesting minig that the Na'orim, the young ones, the Na'orim Hanim, the young Hanim, will go around on Chanukah, ala Pesachim, collecting money. And he writes over there that in the Sefer Chanukah Sabayis, he gives a reason for this. But there are those that say from here comes the minig of Chanukah Geld. In order not to be mevayish the aniyim, to daf give to the na'arim aniyim, you give to everyone Chanukah gelt. During the days of Chanukah, it's muta ba'asiyas malacha. Malacha is muta. However, there's a meaning by women not to do malacha while the candles are burning, which is the half an hour of this man of the neiris. And the reason is because the nes was done through them, through Yehudas. Or in order that it should be nicker, recognizable that it's usa to use the light of the candle. There were places where also the men were knowing not to do malacha. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'anachnu l'shamanu minig." We didn't hear of this minig, and therefore, for men it's muta. There are different minhagim in what malachas the ladies should not do. Some are knowing like Rosh Chodesh, some are knowing like Chol Hamoed. Each person according to their minig. In the Tshuvas Mashal, Simen Pei Hei, it's brought down that there's a mitzvah l'smoyach b'chanukah. There's a mitzvah of simcha on Chanukah. And in the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan, which was written by a Talmud of the Arizal, he writes over there that there's an issa to be ba'atzvah, there's an issa to be sad on Chanukah. A person has to show that he's b'sasin v'simcha, he's happy for all the good that Hashem Elokeinu did for us during these days. And the Sefer Ar Yisrael, which was written by a Talmud of Yisrael Slanta, brings down that someone once started telling Rabbi Yisrael Slanta words of Tsar, and he stopped them. He said, it's Aser. When Chazal said there's an Issa Hesped V'tainis on Chanukah, included in that is hearing words of Tsar. It's interesting, Mr. Brewer, in Simitov Kuf Chavtes, Sivkat and Yates, where over there, he seems to say there's an Indian of Basan Yayin on Chanukah. The Mechaba Paskins, like the Tor and the Meram Rutenberg, brought that in the Tor, that Riboy Seudais, that which we marba Seudais on Chanukah, is only Rishus. Because Chanukah wasn't Nikva for Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. It's also Mavor that even if you make the Seudah, it's not going to be a Seudah's Mitzvah. But the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, his Pirish on the Tor, and his Hagoyis on the Shulchan Aruch, brings a Yesh Oimrim, that it's a ktsas mitzvah, riboy suda, is a ktsas mitzvah for a reason that during these days was the Chanukah of Mizbeach. They got back the Beis Mikdash and they were able to use the Mizbeach again. And the minig is to say Zmiris is a shbachos, and with the Zmiris is a shbachos, then remains a sudas mitzvah. So it's before from here that because of the Chanukah of Mizbeach, it might have been nikva for a mishta v'simcha. And even if it wasn't nikva for it, but if one will say smirzishbachas, then it will remain a sudas mitzvah. Okay. There's a mitzvah to eat milchig on Chanukah because the nes was done with cholov. Yehudas fed the head enemy cheese. And perhaps by eating milchig in the meal, that takes the place of the zmiras and shvachas. That turns this into a suddas mitzvah because you bite the v'yoshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes that happened. Okay. Chanukah, one of the mitzvahs of Chanukah is the hadlaka. The Shmur brings down that even to learn is also once it comes the zman, once it reaches the zman of hadlaka, koshkein to eat or to do other things. Once started, they should stop. The Sharetzion writes that be'emes, one should be machmer ready from here for now or before, except that there are others that because according to some shittas you could ready light from shkia, therefore it would make sense to light to be machmer ready from here for now or before. However, the Indian limud he says near the in lachmer. For learning, you don't have to be machmir. You can be semach on the other place in the hall that the zman of halak is with seif shkia, and therefore you can learn until shkia. Doing malacha, once it reaches the zman of halak, or if now before doing malacha, so malachas which are nimshich that you have to do the whole malacha, like taking a haircut, you can't stop in the middle of the haircut, or bathing in the base of merchatz. So that's asur. To bathe in the house would be mutta. Working in a store where it's a malacha that's a continuous malacha, but those malachas where you can go in and out, you can stop in the middle, like writing or sewing, then there's makam to be makel, and that you do not have to stop doing. Eating like the shir kviya suda is asr, but ti'ima is mutter. That means bread until the kibetz, until the shir of kibetz, which is a double kazayas. Mezainis, even more than a kibetz, if you're not being kibetz suda on it. Fruit and to drink is mutter, even if you drink a lot, except for wine. Sleeping within the half an hour before, if you have a shema, it will help. Otherwise, one should not sleep within a half an hour before. A shema does help for learning and also eating. Okay, now, the mitzvah alok is neiris, everyone's chayv and alok is neiris, even women. Because the minig is that a lady who has a husband and she's in the house with the husband, so she'll be yaitza with the lighting of her husband because of ishta kigufay. Therefore, it's brought down from some paiskim, and Rav Shimon Ida brings from Rav Moshe that girls who are not married should light for themselves. The Mishrua brings down that there are svarim, kosva svarim, that's a person should try to make a nice menorah lufi koicha, and the neiris also, the candles themselves should be also nice, and it's an inyan of hiddur of zekelim anvehu. The svarim bring down, the kitzah brings down the barhetiv that should be of silver. There are those that want to say that the cup itself that you put the oil in should be silver. However, the minig is that we do use glass cups. And we put the oil into the oil and the wicks into the glass cups, and it's bottled to the silver menorah. And therefore, you mekayim the mitzvah of hiddur with the silver menorah. There's a mitzvah min a muvcha also to use wicks that are cotton because the fire is a nicer fire, and to use also shemen zayis which burns nicer, and also because it's daima to the menorah in the mikdash, which the nes was done through the menorah in the mikdash, therefore to use those things which are daima to the menorah in the mikdash. The Shevet HaLevi holds that the oil does not need to be roi l'achila. They say over from Avaliyashiv that l'chatchila should be roi l'achila because then it's closer to the shemen that was used in the mikdash for the nesachim. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Shlomo Zalman, hold that it's mutter to use the wicks, the floating wicks, even though they're covered with wax, and the first second when you're lighting it, you're first melting the wax. It's still, you don't lose the maila of lighting with oil. Okay, the place of halakha, so that there could be different situations, different places. Here in Eretz Yisrael is a question of lighting inside, outside. And even when lighting inside, the question is where to light inside, by which window, which room, by a doorway, etc. In each case, one sheyasa shelas chacham. The menorah should be put above three tefachim. B'di'evit, if it's lower than three tefachim, yoytza. There is a mitzvah that it should be lower than 10 tefachim, but above 20 amos, you're not yoytza. And the shear of the height is on the flame, not on the menorah. Meaning the flame should not be above 20 amos. Or if we're talking about above 3 tefachim, lower than 10 tefachim, we're going on the, not that the menorah has to be above 3 tefachim, but the burning wick, the burning flames should be above 3 tefachim. So if you have a tall menorah, you can put the menorah on the floor, and the fire will be above 3 tefachim. When lighting inside already, so then many places can hold that you do not need to be makbid on less than 10 tefachim. If someone lives in an apartment which is above 20 amos from the Rishus HaRabim, so then the Sheva Levi writes that if you have a house that's opposite it, you could light by the window in a place where they'll be able to see from the opposite way. And that takes the place of 20 of that takes the psul of 20 amos away. And Rav Moshe Feinstein was not like that himself. The zman alok is neiros. There are different minhagim. Some are noig at the tchila shkia, what we call shkia. Some are noig at tzeis kechavim, which there are different minhagim in when tzeis kechavim is. And then there are different minhagim if one's lighting at tzeis kechavim, do you light before ma'ariv or after ma'ariv? There are other minhagim that some will light 10 minutes after shkia, 15 minutes after shkia, 20 minutes after shkia. Each person, according to his minhag, is the way he should light. And even someone who's lighting at the beginning of shkia, he should be zohar that his ner stays burning until a half an hour after tzeis kechavim, in order to be chosh for the shita that holds that the halakha should be at tzeis kechavim. If he's busy and he won't be able to light at this man, so he could already light from plaga mincha. As long as he puts in enough oil again, that should burn until a half an hour after Seis HaChavim. And the Sefer Shevet HaLevi is brought down that it's better to make a shliach to light for you at the Zman than to be makdim even from Plag HaMincha. But in the Tshuvas, Rav Yosef Efraim writes that you should light yourself from Plag HaMincha. One who needs to leave the house after Plag HaMincha and he's going to be coming back at a later time. So the question is it better you should light earlier, mean from Plag HaMincha before the Zman Shkia, or when he'll come back home, should he light? So again, over here also Rav Eliyashiv held that the best thing is to make a shlich to light Bizmane. However, B'Shem Rav Moshe, I heard that he should light himself before he leaves the house. It's better to light earlier. Sheva Levi writes he should light himself later because mitzvah b'yis m'shluchai. And when he'll come back home, he should light when he comes back home. So again, there are different days in this. If a person did not light bizman, even if he was amazed, l'chatchila he could light until tichla regel menashuk, while there are people still going in the street. However, if that zman did pass, he could light until alois hashacha. And Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that he's mechiv to be mevorech, he can make the brachas, even if the people in the house are not awake. Erev Shabbos, we light the candles of Chanukah and then the Ner Shabbos. However, if it's getting late, then the lady could light the Ner Shabbos, and afterwards her husband will light the Ner Chanukah, and her husband will light the Ner Chanukah. We can be Malik again from Plag HaMincha, but one should be careful to put in enough oil that will burn until half an hour after Seis Chum. If one's Malik by Plag HaMincha itself, the lighting at Plag HaMincha, so then there's a L'chatchila to Dav Mincha G'dayla. However, if there's no minion that's davening by Mincha G'dayla, so then he's perfectly allowed to Dav Mincha after the Halakha, because the inyan of Tefillah B'Tziv is mentioned in the Gemara. Tefillah goes before Halakha, and that which Tefillah goes before Halakha is only a minig from Kadmainu. Okay, Matzei Shabbos, Rav Moshe writes Matzei Shabbos that those that are noig Tzeis Shabbos like Rabbeinu Tam should be noig like that also Matzei Shabbos Chanukah. in a shul, there are those that are noy to light before Vinoyam, there are those that light after Vata Kodesh, before Kash Skabal, those that light before Aleinu. Each place according to the minig. In their own home, there are different minhagim. If you make Abdullah first and then light, each place according to their minig. We pass in halakha is a mitzvah, therefore if it goes out, you do not need to relight it. However, it's right to be machmen to light it a second time, but you do not make a bracha the second time you light it, especially Erev Shabbos, if it's still before Kabbalah Shabbos, to relight it. It's also to use the R of the light of the Neris Chanukah, but after this man adlaka, you could already use the R of the Ner Chanukah. There are those that are machmer, that as long as the Neris are burning, not to use the R of the Ner Chanukah, but therefore we're noyik to put a shamash over there to take away this problem. Anyone who's going to be a guest, they're going away for Chanukah, in each situation they should ask a Sheilas Chacham of where to light. Have a Freilich Chanukah.